BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
That is still good.
Easy. Radio.
One.
Two. Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician. Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
All happening on Tuesday's podcast, including double bangers. That's right. Normally do it once. This time we do it twice. Lauv comes in to review his debut Live Lounge, and I've received an actual letter in the post. I know, right? Right, so yesterday on the show, we made a simple change. All we did was move bangers. Not a big deal, everyone, okay?
No judgment.
No judgment.
Just moving bangers, no judgment.
No shade. The phone lines have not stopped. Watch this. Hello, line one, who's that?
It's Josh.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Stratford-upon-Avon.
Are you annoyed about bangers moving time?
Oh, mate, I'm not happy, Scott.
Go on.
I'm not happy. I've had to miss bell practice ringing for this.
Bell practice?
Yeah.
You ring the bells?
I ring the bells, yeah.
Okay, well, why have you had to miss it?
Because I like listening to bangers.
Hang on, when did you want it on? 2:40 or did you prefer 3:40?
2:40, mate, 2:40.
Right, like it always has been.
Yeah, I mean, I had bell ringing practice, so I'd miss out bell ringing practice just so I could hear, you know.
Okay.
You're talking about the bell ringing
thing. I understand.
We haven't nibbled at it.
You can't, you can't listen to us live on BBC Sounds whilst bell ringing, it gets in the way.
Well, I love ringing bells, it don't work like that.
All right, I understand.
That, by the way, that does look like a laugh, the bell ringing. Have you seen, do you remember the Snickers advert?
Yeah,
they're all on the ropes there, and then you sort of fly up.
Is it fun?
It is fun, yeah.
So what can we do?
Put it back on the normal time at 2:40.
All right. People hate change. Mm. Line two, hello.
Hi, it's Samuel from Elstree. I'm very unhappy about the banger situation.
Oh, here we go. Another one. Right. What's your problem?
It's not democratic. It's just because one person wants it different doesn't mean we should have to suffer with it as well.
Ooh. Don't know why I made the IGN there.
It's not democratic. What do you mean?
If you want to do it properly, you need to have a referendum on it. That's the only thing you can do.
I think I'm a bit bored of that.
No, I think because I'm a bangers remainer. I think we should stay as it is.
No, it's not going down that route. This was moving bangers to a slightly different time so a few more people could hear it.
No, you don't think it's serious, but I take it very seriously. We take this all very, very seriously. We want a proper campaign and to do it well.
Oh, all right. I can't be bothered with all that, Scott.
Nothing to do in Elstree. Samuel, thank you for your comments.
No worries.
Is there another one? Yeah, another one. Okay, hello, line three.
Hello.
I've never had so many calls in one go. Who's this?
It's Robin, livid in Rochester. I was so late for my little boy from school. Normally, bangers is where I'm at. Listen to bangers, get in the car, go pick him up. And, yeah, where was it?
Right, so...
What is this, LBC?
Yeah, he's...
This is rubbish.
So, you're annoyed about the switch from 2:40 to 3:40?
Well, more so my little boy.
Can I just understand this? You were late for picking up your son?
Yeah.
Because of bangers?
Yeah, because it didn't happen.
Basically, it didn't happen.
No, I see what you've done here. People rely on the things they hear on the radio as to what time they need to do things.
Oh, right, okay.
So basically, when you hear bangers start normally at 2:40, it's like, right, I now
start
need to go. Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
That's... And because it didn't happen, you didn't start the car.
Yeah. How do you explain that to a five-year-old?
Yeah, my condolences.
I'd happily try.
Thanks.
What about we do it at 2:40 and 3:40 today?
Oh, double bangers.
Right?
Double bangers.
Are you up for that?
Don't Google it.
Are you up for that?
Yeah.
Yeah? So then you won't be late because you won't miss the first one and then there'll be a second one.
Just sounds glorious.
Winning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, bit of a weird one this. You've been sent a letter. Just you, not both of us, but just you here.
In the post?
In the post, an actual letter. This doesn't really happen anymore, does
Hello?
It?
No.
And it got my attention because it's a letter. An old school.
Who even opened the post box? That doesn't happen very often.
One of our team did.
Wow.
It was one of their jobs today.
Oh. See, I'm not being rude at all, but a certain type of person in 2020 still sends a letter.
Well, I have the letter here, and I thought it was such an unusual thing for someone to do that I thought perhaps we could read it and see what that person is like.
I don't even know what the Radio 1 address is, do you?
No, that's a point.
Oh, I do remember the postcode.
One DJ?
I think it's one. I think it's W1N. One DJ. I think it is. I think it is.
It definitely used to be.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it is anymore.
So then the DJs at the time could be like, send me a letter, and then DJ would be in the postcode. How cool is that?
Are you intrigued about the letter?
Yes. Is this something that's okay for on air, or would you like to do it off the air? Or?
No, I've not read it. I've not read it. It just caught my attention. I thought, exactly the same as you, what kind of person sends in a letter anymore? Right. So now I'd like to know.
Okay, well, let's get that vetted, and we'll do it at 1:40, just in case.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday, Chris mentioned a DJ called Bontan and suggested that he could do a beefed-up version of Billie Eilish, No Time to Die. So he woke up with loads of messages. His phone was, like, pinging off because he was in San Diego yesterday.
That's right, yeah.
So he woke up to loads of messages going, they're mentioning you on Radio 1. And he's accepted the challenge. So, just got a message, not one to turn down the challenge. I started working on the idea on the plane back to London already. Expect an acid version of No Time To Die coming quite soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris has made me aware that I've been sent a letter to Radio 1.
I love it. I love the idea that someone writes a letter nowadays. Is this fan mail then, I guess?
Yes. Oh. Well, I don't know.
Anyway, I'm going to read this letter because I think if someone's gone to the effort of writing a letter, it should be heard.
Absolutely. It's a lot of effort. Okay, do you need any music for this or...?
Yeah. Give me some writer's music.
Well, like Stan.
I don't think we're going down the Stan vibe with this. Because I don't know what the contents are like.
Have you listened to that song recently, by the way?
Yeah.
The scribbling is really annoying.
Anyway. It reads... I know, stop it. Who writes a letter these days? Who writes fan mail when you can text, email, tweet, or slide into the DMs?
Oh.
Me, that's who. I also think letter writing is a lost art and think it's so much nicer than opening an email. I know it was a while ago, but I met you in Hull when you presented the big weekend there, and I just wanted to say a massive thank you. I was really struggling with my mental health at the time and was struggling to remember who I was and what made me feel alive. The day before I met you, I saw Bastille perform for the Live Lounge and was over the moon to be able to do so, and couldn't believe I was there when I listened back. I often watch the performances back. On my walk back to work, you were on air, and I thought to myself, I wish I had the confidence to go on air and speak. The morning after, I had to walk past the BBC Centre for work and popped in to try and meet you. And I did meet you. When we were chatting before our selfie, you asked if I would be on your show as a call-in. I remember being speechless. I was in complete shock. You had said my confidence and enthusiasm is just what you wanted on the show.
Oh, I remember this.
I immediately called my mum, granddad, and best friend and posted our selfie on my social media profiles to all of my family and friends to get them to tune in and listen. I was extremely nervous to be on the show, especially as I speak at a million miles when I'm anxious, and my "ol" accent doesn't help. Have I done that right? I feel like...
"Ol."
"Ol."
Yeah.
My best friend from uni, Fee, recorded our chat and commented saying, "That's the fun, outgoing Hannah I met at uni." From that moment, I had the best weekend of my whole life at the big weekend, celebrating with friends in the sun and the best acts in the world. I felt like the old me was coming back and I just wanted to thank you. Oh. Whenever I struggle with my mental health, I think back to that experience and how much I've grown and how much stronger I am to remind myself it's okay not to be okay. I'm not sure if you'll ever read this letter, but if you do, I hope it gives you as much joy as meeting you did for me. I'm a huge fan of the show and Radio 1. I listen all the time, so keep up the good work as me and so many listeners love your work. She's put a disclaimer here as well. I hope this doesn't come across as weird or anything. It's just a sincere thank you for being so kind to me at a time in my life where I really needed it. I've attached a pre-stamped envelope with my address, and if you wanted to send anything back, I've recently bought a new house by myself, brackets your ass, and have the big weekend poster framed in my hallway next to a framed collage of all my gig tickets, so it'd be cool to add to the collection. Thank you, Hannah.
That is the sweetest thing.
How nice is that?
Oh, I'm a bit speechless now.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. That's weird, isn't it? Because, like, I would have probably just been like, hi, do you want to be on the show? And don't realise sometimes, do you?
Like, I think that's it. I think no one realises the good impact they can have on people around them.
Amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's so nice. And, like, to take the trouble, as we said, to send a letter as well. Hannah, thank you so much. Oh, I've gone a bit funny. But thank you very much. What should I send back?
Oh, yeah.
A prepaid envelope there.
So I guess our first question at the start of this is, what type of person sends a letter? We said that before. Clearly an absolute legend.
A nice one.
Yeah. A nice person like Hannah.
That means a lot, Hannah. Thank you so much for writing to us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know, we've called some great places on Funny Business. Just a selection for you here. Good
Hello?
Times.
I got word.
Is that the name of your company?
I've got word.
Good afternoon, three-way Lucy speaking. Hello, Morning Glory Cafe. Good afternoon, the Muffliger Company, Laura.
Come on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Bobags. Can I help you?
Hello.
Good afternoon, Celtic Tossers.
Good afternoon, Marcox Limited.
No way.
Hello, Lee speaking. Happy to sit on your face. For fuck's sake, good afternoon. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who have I called, please?
For fuck's sake.
And what do you do there?
Sell fucks.
Hello, Dickie's Dribble. How can I help you?
So many good place names everywhere. We've got some more in 10 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you're going first today.
Okay, exciting.
I've got a business for you that I think you'll like.
Yeah, okay. My one for you is great. So good. Really good.
So good.
It's the best.
Okay. Okay, I'm ringing yours now. Obviously, you don't know who we're calling. Do not laugh. Come on. Yes.
Good afternoon, we don't give a fuck.
That's mad. Hello.
Hello.
What's your business called?
We don't give a fuck.
Cool. Are you a cutlery store?
We're not, no.
Oh, okay. What do you do? Sorry.
We're a burger restaurant.
Oh, got you. And where are you a restaurant?
In Preston.
You don't give out forks. It's just the name of the place, isn't it?
No, you don't get a fork.
Wow. Did you come up with the name of this?
Sort of, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. It's Scott and Chris from BBC Radio 1. We're just ringing around funny businesses or businesses with funny names.
So your gimmick is that you don't give out forks. People have to eat with their hands.
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, you must love answering the phone every time.
Yeah.
It's a good ethos as well for a restaurant, isn't it, that you just don't care. You don't care about the TripAdvisor.
Do you give out knives?
We give out knives, yeah.
But no forks?
No forks.
Who came up with that business idea?
Me and my friend.
Oh, so you came up with the name?
It sets you apart.
We do really, really good burgers with some really, really interesting names as well.
With no forks.
Yeah, just don't give a fork.
Zero forks given.
Yeah. Zero forks given.
Yeah. Forks off.
Right. Yeah.
Amazing business.
And that's my favourite. Good to speak to you.
Your burgers named are good. Should I be worried before I ask that?
Don't ask that.
Yeah. Some I can't say.
Okay.
Say.
We'll leave it there.
No, let me gamble. Let me toss. Say.
This feels dangerous.
It is.
If you say them and only us will hear, not the listeners, go.
Yeah.
Okay, can't say that.
go for another.
The what?
Yeah, Gangnam Style's okay.
I'm bringing Cheesy Max.
That's
fine.
Good.
It's
actually.
All puns now, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it for interesting names. The rest,
no,
of
very good, very good.
Yeah.
All right, good speech here.
No worries.
Thank you. Take it on.
Thank
call.
You. Bye. Bye.
I'm sorry there. I had to butt in.
Should I tell you what happened? I thought when I first got through, I thought we'd had a major problem. I thought they just knew it was Radio 1 and have just, you know, gone rogue on us. But it's fine. They just don't give forks. You're going now. Now you're going to be calling from the UK. I've got you an international special here.
Oh, hello.
So it's a funny business that's abroad.
All right.
You ready?
I'm so ready.
International dialing tone, here we come.
Thank you for calling the Thirsty Growler. How may I help you?
Sorry. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Hello. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, you did. You've called the Thirsty Growler.
Excellent. And what's your name, if you don't mind me asking?
My name is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Is the Thirsty Growler, is it a bar?
Yeah. So my business model centers around servicing and filling growlers.
What does that mean?
Well, a growler is it's nothing more than a jug that you put beer in. People take it home and enjoy it.
Oh, see, I'm calling from the UK, and we don't drink out of growlers.
What would you do with it?
I have no idea. We would drink out of like a glass or a mug. Sorry, I misunderstood what you meant.
Well, you would definitely pour it into a mug, yes.
And where's your bar based?
We're in Texas.
Oh, wow. I always wanted to go to Texas.
Right outside of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm planning on coming to Dallas, and I'll get to the Thirsty Growler.
I think you should.
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right, cool. Well, let me know whenever you're on your way.
Cool. All right, Mike, thanks very much.
Absolutely.
Have a great day, y'all. All right, he hated me. Zero chat.
I mean,
I just didn't know what to...
They don't get that.
Didn't know what to say.
They don't get that at all.
No.
Because over there, growler is not funny. There's nothing funny about growler over there. It's like the most mundane word here. Laughing at it. Like, in his head, growler's a growler. Do you know what I mean? Scott
Mills. Breaking news, a growler also means a cigarette in Melton Mowbray, Leicestershire. Ben was in the pub the other day. Someone's like, have you got a growler? He's like, quite surprised.
What? Scott Mills.
Everything and everywhere reminds me. Yes, we've all been there. I can't watch this show because it reminds me of you.
Which one was that?
I cut off all my friends because it reminds me of you.
Football Focus.
Kim Petras. I mean, you have to ruin it every time. I'm feeling that song, feeling the lyrics too. Reminds me, Kim Petras. Jack says, I discovered her when he had Icy as your tune of the week. I love this one as well. Apparently she left us some nip guards last time from the Icy video.
Better than that, got them framed and then sent them to us. They're on our desk.
How did I not see this?
Shall I go get them?
Well, yeah, because sometimes I get a bit of jogger's nip on. I'm trying to run at the moment. Actually, that would be ideal. Just to put place over the nips.
Lol, their frame.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. So Lauv is here in a second, reviewing his own live lounge. First one. Oh, debut stress.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, Hannah.
Hello.
Oi, oi. Oi, oi. Where are you today?
I'm just driving back from work, so I'm in Southampton.
Okay, and what's your job, please?
I'm an insurance fraud investigator.
Do you love it?
I absolutely love my job. No 2 days the same. It's great.
I love this. I love the passion for the job. Now, this is what my dad did. So I kind of know a bit about this.
Is it?
Yeah. But Hannah, would you say that this just makes you suspicious of everyone?
Yeah, everyone. Even the ones that think are too clear-cut, you're always like, oh, is there a little bit? But... most of the time you just like, yeah, it's cool, go on, give them a hire car, give them all their payout.
Do you feel like a detective on a TV show?
Oh, 100%.
I bet you watch them shows and you're like, yeah, it's just like my job, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I like traffic cops, love that. I want that accident.
Yeah, I've not seen a reality show yet, or one of those types of shows that follows people that work like an insurance fraud investigator.
There must be one, no?
Could be good, yeah.
Oh, I'd definitely be part of that.
Because think about it, you turn up at people's houses and or hear these claims, and sometimes, sadly, they are exaggerated or they're misleading. But yeah, I like the idea of Hannah there investigating.
Yeah. It's like, what, yeah. Did you really have three bikes in the shed? Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
It's like, your Insta says you've only got one bike.
There we are.
Where's the three bikes coming from? Got
Piece together the clues.
Investigator Hannah on the case.
Right, so we've got double bangers today. We're doing it again at 3:40 because everyone got a bit upset. Well, not everyone, just some people yesterday. So here's my choice for you, Hannah. You can have this one, which is...
I love this song.
Quite epic. Halo, Beyonce.
Wouldn't expect this, right? But this is actually one of my karaoke songs.
The breakdown at the end.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. The last bit of it. That's what you want to kind of walk. It's like you finish your concert with it. No, you, when you've had a couple of drinks and it's...
This is a banger.
But the great thing is, Hannah, you get to choose between two. That's Scott's banger. I'm going to offer you one as well, and here it is. This is the Mighty Robin. And this is called With Every Heartbeat.
Great track. Okay, Hannah, over to you.
Oh, they're both really good songs. That Robin track takes me back, but I'm a great Beyonce lover, so I'm going with Chris, I'm going with Scott. Sorry, Chris.
All good.
All right, Hannah, have a good day.
Thank you, bye.
Go and catch some more people out.
I will, don't you worry.
I know
goodbye.
You will. Love you. Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down.
Hi everyone, Russell Kane here. I've got just a few seconds to tell you about Evil Genius, our hit podcast where we take people from history, Gandhi, Margaret Thatcher, John Lennon, and detonate fact bombs around their reputations. At the end of a lively debate, my panel of esteemed guests, read banging comedians, all have to vote evil or genius. There's no grey area. Subscribe to Evil Genius on BBC Sounds now.
Now, me and Chris are hosting some awards this evening, which will be fun. We've done it before. And we've all been seeing and hearing a lot of things about how we all need to be extra careful at the moment because we don't want to spread things, you know?
Yeah. I've been washing my hands constantly.
And you got the hand sand with you at all times.
Yeah.
But everyone needs to do their bit, you know? I sing happy birthday twice now every time I wash my hands. I'm trying to follow the government guidelines. If you get bored of doing happy birthday, you can also do God Save the Queen. These are all good tips, okay?
Yeah, they are good tips. The happy birthday thing I am enjoying because when you're in the toilet and you wash your hands and someone else is in there, it's like you're singing it to them.
Hmm.
So if you're bold enough and you want to look at them in the eyes, you know, in the mirror in front of the sink, I'm finding that brings it to another level.
So these awards tonight, I just want to make sure that we're all kind of like on the same page hygiene-wise. Now, at award ceremonies, when someone comes up to collect their award, what happens?
Well, it's always the same. You hand the award and you shake their hand.
There we are. What's the deal on that?
Well, I know what you're saying. Shaking hands is kind of off at the moment, isn't it?
I'm happy to do that, but I don't want to, like, make anyone else feel uncomfortable as they come to accept their award.
But also, if someone's won an award, they rightfully deserve it and you want to congratulate them also, don't you?
Yeah.
What about a quick dab in their honour?
Whoop. So what are we going to do tonight? Because I don't want to look rude and not shake people's hands, but at the same time...
Well, it's a problem, isn't it?
I've really been thinking about this.
I wouldn't stress.
I saw Richard Osman off of Pointless earlier say that shaking hands is probably going to be off forever now, and we're all going to start doing elbows.
Well, here's the thing. Why has it got to be upper body? Why can't we just tickle toes?
Not practical at an award ceremony. It'd take forever.
Here's the thing. Shaking hands is weird anyway. It's just because we all do it that it's not weird anymore.
I've got another option, and I don't want anyone to be offended if I offer you this tonight, or if I wear one.
You haven't thought this through, though, Scott, because you'd need new gloves for literally every hand you shake, wouldn't you?
Here's the thing. If we wear it, like, we got one hand free for the microphone and to hand out the award, other hand, glove.
Yeah.
All right? Then we're good.
No. Because you're not listening to me. What I'm saying is you'd then have to have gloves every time you shook someone's hand. You'd have to take one off, put another one on. Otherwise, you might as well just use your hands, right?
Why?
Well, because...
This is protecting me.
It is, until you, say, touch your face, or touch your nose, or touch your eye. Like, it's only so long that will protect you.
So these are...
I was not thinking it through. Do you
so
see
this
what
is
I mean?
A pointless idea, is it?
Yeah, with the no, it's fine, but you'd have to shake hands, then get rid of the glove, then get a new glove. I think that's how it works.
I've only got two pairs.
So here's the thing. No shaking hands tonight. I think that's it. Maybe we could try the foot thing, but that's not going to catch on for ages anyway, is it?
Elbows.
Might have to be elbows.
Scott Mills.
I'm just going to bow, I think.
Nice.
Shows respect that they've won an award when we hand them over. A simple bow. We both bow at the same time. Hi, Lau.
Hello.
I'm sorry for the weird intro. I've just got some gloves here in case you wanted me to wear them. Because you are very busy at the moment. You cannot afford to get ill.
I appreciate it. So I feel like I should get some gloves myself.
But what we did, instead of me wearing the one rubber glove, was we just went in for a hug. And that was okay.
Yeah, I know.
That's the best way around.
No actual flesh touched.
Exactly. True. Just clothing.
But like I said, if you want a pair, I got a spare one. You can take them to New York.
Thank you.
Okay. How was your live lounge, the Lauv Lounge?
It was amazing. It was. It's been something I've been wanting to do for a really long time, so I was super honored to do it.
Yeah, it's it's kind of a badge of honor for artists, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've been watching it for years, so it's really cool.
So we're literally days until the album.
Yes, 3 days.
And as you said, only you could have 3 songs on the album with Lonely in the title. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Believe it or not, I'm okay.
I see that you're getting into TikTok.
Yes, I'm not very good at it. Like, one in every, like, 10 videos I post actually does something, but it's fun.
Have you learned a little dance, you're saying?
I did. I didn't do it very well, but...
Can we...
Do you know how to do any?
No, I would
how
like...
do you guys?
Can we see yours?
Oh, it's not ready.
I'm not ready.
I can't. Which means I forgot it, to be honest.
Hey, listen, we're going to play your cover of The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. And we're just going to do a little review of it. Only you're going to do the review, the first
review.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Oh, boy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lauv is with us on BBC Radio 1. He's just completed his live lounge. Tick.
Whew.
One of life's goals. And now we're going to hear it. Some artists are very critical, super critical of what they do, but then they wouldn't be where they are otherwise.
So, I'm so critical of myself.
Don't be too hard on yourself, okay? Here is Lauv covering The Weeknd's Blinding Lights on Radio 1.
I've been trying to call. Good entry.
Yep.
I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe. Good little vibratos. I'm going through withdrawals. No, you don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby. I look around and Sin City's cold and empty. Okay, I transitioned decently into the head voice. I can't see clearly when you're gone. I said, ooh. Okay, a little sharp for a second. I'm blinded by the lights. Now I can't sleep until I feel your touch. Flat, come on. I said, ooh. Okay. I'm drowning in the night. Okay. Yeah, when I'm like this, you're the one I.
Oh, that would absolutely terrify me. It's like having the biggest spotlight shone on you in the world, and it's just you.
Yeah.
And then there's the guys behind you playing, but you're the only one singing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Definitely nerve-wracking.
Oh, is that you playing piano as well?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love being behind the beat. Let's go. Little weird notes. Okay, could have been better. I can't sleep until I feel your touch. Oh, I like that. I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. Okay. The ending could have been stronger.
This has been fascinating because when we do this, right, some people talk along and they little observations or little kind of tricks that maybe would have gone unnoticed and you explain them a little bit.
Oh, I didn't.
You
I'm just listening.
You go note by note.
Yeah, I'm just like,
and in a weird kind of way, it'd be funny to just re-release all of that now just with a little add-in. So.
I couldn't
have done a little flat. That was great.
An honest review I like, you know.
Really honest.
Your one-line review of your own live lounge.
honest. I'm not going to say it's the best thing I could have ever done, but I also feel good about it. You know what I mean? A lot of times I'm super self-critical, but I feel like I went in there and I did what I honestly... That was not one line. But.
Also, yeah, when we had Lizzo in a couple of weeks ago, and I was saying to Lizzo, clang, I said to her, that's such a good song. Like, and when you break it down like you did, you realise how well written it is.
Yeah.
It's a great record.
Yeah. Do you think your music is going to sound even better when it hits summer here? No, it's an odd question.
Ooh.
But I was thinking that about your latest one.
About tattoos?
Yeah, because I just think all of the sun in the... Yeah. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
When it's chilled and it's sunny later on.
I do feel
and
you.
It's warm.
I feel like a lot of my music does, especially on this album, is kind of like more like that vibe. It's not so dark, you know? Mm. There's not so much dark music. There's a couple, but even like the song I just put out, Modern Loneliness, for example, even though that's the message is a little bit sad, I think, like, especially when that second verse comes in, the guitars come in, it's such a summer vibe. So, yeah.
How's the pimple doing that you said it was on your face?
It's doing better.
Are you one of those people that's like, oh God, I've got a spot and no one else can see it?
No, I think when I can see it, somebody else can see it. For sure.
It's gone.
The problem is it was a razor. Does this happen to you? If you use a razor that's too close, ooh, it like makes you break out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, it happens.
Good shaving chat there with Lauv. And
I have Lauv razors. You can buy them on my web store.
Yeah.
Anti-acne.
Part of my new merch. Lauv, thank you so much for your live knowledge today.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is your show, you know. You run this show. So any stories you've got, whether it's stuff that you've discussed with your mates that you find lol that you want to share with us, it could be dating troubles. It could be like, why are girls or why are boys weird?
Yeah, okay.
Stuff that's happened.
I like that. Just straight up questions as well. Feel free to ask.
Since we mentioned this earlier, we've had quite a few, but I'm after your input. Jordan, thanks for your email. Megan, thank you for yours. Big Rob, thanks for yours. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'm after your stories. That's what makes this show. While you're at it, if you're at work at the moment and you get one of those all staff emails, send that along too. I can keep you anonymous. The name of the company will never be revealed. But it's when you get an email which is marked high importance to everyone in the company like this. Thanks to the person that sent this on. Not going to say your name, obvs.
Dear all, there has been a complaint about the state of the sanitary bin located in the ground floor loo. Unfortunately, someone has decided to empty their bowels in the sanitary bin instead of using the toilet situated beside it. This is unacceptable behaviour.
To be fair, I would send an email about that. That's not okay.
Come on, guys, we all need to do better on that front.
Yeah. You know what goes where, do you know what I mean? Apart from if you're in Greece, as you know, the paper towels don't go down the toilet. They go down in the bin next to it. They do.
Still?
Still now, yeah. And in lots of Southeast Asia, can't flush, use the bin. But please, we all know the rules there. No poo in the sani bin, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, you get two lots of bangers today. We're treating you.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Here's 23-year-old Ben, ecologist, Wales. Hello.
Hi there, all right, mate?
Yes, that's an excellent job title. Explain what you mean.
Currently, what's it called? Scraping off some areas of overgrowth, returning it back to bare sand, or do stuff making ponds, anything to help the wildlife, newts, toads, anything.
You legend.
Shout out the newts, not heard them for a while.
Who?
Who?
Yeah, newts. Are they still on?
Yeah, of course, mate, of course. Yeah.
Also, other things I'd like to know if they're still on.
Sand lizards?
Tadpoles. Who? Are they still on?
Yeah, of course, tadpoles. You don't get frogs about tadpoles.
I know, it's mad. This is taking me back to a younger age.
Yeah.
You only deal with newts and tadpoles when you're younger. Pond dipping, that's not... that's a thing, isn't it? That's just a net in the water. It's fine.
It is, basically, yeah.
You haven't looked up on that dictionary. Have
you? You're a professional pond dipper, aren't you, Ben?
Pond dip, I dig ponds out, I make ponds, put ponds in places, dredge old ponds, clean them out all
God,
sorts.
I love a pond.
Okay, where in Wales are you, please?
Sorry, Prestatyn in Tallaquiri, right by the beach today.
Go on, lad. God, he's the one big pond.
He's the Greta Thunberg of Prestatyn.
Yes, let's have it, Ben.
Basically, yeah, pretty much.
Very much. Okay, welcome to the second bangers edition of the day. It's double bangers today. I've got this for you. Great song by Ella Henderson.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
It's the best one. I keep right, going to the river. That's what you do, so you should choose mine.
Hey, Ben, I would like you to choose mine. I feel like we've pondered. Here we go. I've got a banger for you today, mate.
Go on, mate. Go on.
Shout out the newts.
He also does breathe air.
Yeah. Yeah, frogs love this one. Magnetic Man, I Need Air.
No, to be honest, there's a couple of newts next to me now and they are loving this. Mate,
those goldfish in the ponds there, just like with their little mouths.
We don't like fish. Fish in the pond's no good. They eat all the newts, then.
Get rid of fish, then. Well, yeah, no.
Yeah, get rid of them. Only an ecologist would know that.
Goldfish
in a pond?
Haters.
Goldfish in ponds? Does that happen?
Fish are for eating, right, Ben?
You only have goldfish in a pond if you have a pond next to a fairground and everyone who catches the fish on a fair releases them into the pond.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Okay. Exactly.
Well, that's why you do your job and I just play songs.
Okay, pretty much.
All right, let's decide then. You decide between me and Scott. What would you like?
To be honest, today I'm going to have to go my favourite of all time. I'm going to have to go for Chris, mate.
Scott Mills Daily. I asked for your stories earlier and they are coming in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You know you make this show. Fran, thanks for yours. Just bearing in mind what we were saying earlier, me and Chris are hosting some awards tonight and we're debating whether to shake people's hands or whether that's the okay thing to do. Fran's been on. This isn't okay. Went to the gym the other day, chilling out in the sauna and hydropool area. Oh, someone's doing well. What gym are you going to? Anyway, water bottle. Fran's water bottle is empty. Goes to fill it up at the water dispenser and there's a big guy there guzzling straight from the water fountain. But, wait. He was there like guzzling for what felt like forever. But he had the whole tap in his mouth. That's not okay. Like giving it full on like that. Not okay. And we're worried about shaking people's hands. Actual tap in his mouth.
Right, everyone's got to do their bit here. That's not on.
She's not using that water dispenser
that's
again.
Not on.
No, that's not.
Don't do that to the water dispenser either. It doesn't deserve it. Scott
Mills. We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.